Some 500 years after Michelangelo created one of his most famous statues, David, examples of the artist's genius are still being uncovered. Mark Lavoie, a computer scientist at Stanford University, spent some time in Florence scanning David with laser light in order to create a three-dimensional model. But it took the naked eye to discover something unusual about the sculpture that had been unnoticed by art historians.
I was up on a scaffolding, and I was watching my scanner in operation, and I noticed that his two eyes are pointing in different directions. So I snapped a picture of it and looked at it later and studied it and rotated our computer models around, and indeed, they do seem to be pointing in different directions.
But you had no curiosity. There's nothing in the literature about David that would lead you to be suspicious.
Well, there are many distortions in Michelangelo's statues, so I was sort of prepared to see a trick like that, but I've never seen that one discussed in the literature.
So one eye is pointing one way and one the other. What's the purpose of that?
Well, what I think, and this is only a theory, and of course I'm not an art historian, but from one side, it looks like David is looking off at Goliath, and the gaze direction is perfect for that. On the other side, it looks like the profile of a noble king, not at all ready to fight a battle, and he's staring straight ahead in that view. And so I think Michelangelo adjusted the direction of the eyes for each of those two profiles.
And would that would be deliberate then?
That would certainly be deliberate.
You know, most people looking at David, it's a gorgeous statue of a very handsome naked male, would not be looking, just passing through, they're looking at the eyes so much.
No, and as a matter of fact, they can't see that very well. First of all, they're far from the statue, and second of all, the frontal view of his face is blocked by his upraised left arm. So you really can't see that distortion, which I think Michelangelo knew.
How high is the statue of David?
Well, that's an interesting question. According to all the art history books, it's 14 feet tall without its pedestal. We discovered while we were scanning it's actually 17 feet tall. So all the art history books are wrong.
Anything else that the scanner turns up that we would not normally think about David?
Well, his famous furrowed brow is actually anatomically impossible. It is a hunk of marble that sticks out from his forehead quite a ways. If you light our virtual model from the bottom, you can easily see that it's anatomically impossible.
Now, why would he do that, though, Michelangelo?
Well, he knew exactly how the statue would be lit. He knew how far away you'd be when you looked at it, and so he knew what he could get away with, and he wanted to make a fairly strong effect, so he exaggerated the features.
What you've accomplished, though, it seems, is that you have sculptors who are now studying the art looking at Michelangelo saying, well, he really was good.
Well, I would be honored to add to that tradition. Unfortunately, we didn't get to scan the Pietà in Rome, which I'm sorry about, because it has some very well-known distortions that are very extreme, and we could have used our computer to help explain those distortions.
Mark Lavoie, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
Mark Lavoie is a computer scientist at Stanford University in California.